of this world.
Amen. Man can't serve God and mammon. The Word of God is clear. Amen. So in Psalms chapter 37, verse number 1, good to have each and every one in the house of the Lord. We want to read. The Word of God says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Amen. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege to be in this house. God, on this desk, on this side of eternity, Lord, as you have left us here for this purpose, may we speak as the God, the oracle of thee, and may you minister, Lord, for your purpose and your will. God, may your kingdom come, thy will be done, and may God, your purpose be made real in every heart. May we set ourselves to hear the Word of God, and God, follow God in the Word of God in obedience, that you then may bring about your will and your purpose and your glory and your honor, and that you may exalt your purpose and your will in the earth, and that men and women may be drawn unto you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Just a little while, these 4 points that are touched here that are highlighted, amen. Trust, delight, commit, and rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we'll see that the Word of God is it works things in a progressive manner, or a way of progressing, amen, from one to the other. Amen. And we'll look at that and see how God works that. Amen. I first must begin to trust God. You can't delight in a God that you don't trust. Amen. If you're going to have any kind of right relationship with a person, then there's got to be some trust involved in that. Amen. Or otherwise, that relationship does not work very well. Amen. So I want to look at what the Word of God said. First, it opens in the first verse. David, amen, of all men, I'm telling you, God chose him to write this. Amen. And if any man was qualified to understand the temptation, David was a qualified man to understand that. Amen. Why? Because he had to deal with Saul for quite a while in the beginning of his life. Amen. And it looks like that Saul done all kind of things wrong, but David's the one that's running for his life. Amen. Now, very easy for the enemy when you try to do what's right in the sight of God and things kind of keep going sour. The enemy comes along and tries to get you then to just divert your life to be like everybody else. Why do you want to continue to strive to do good when all that it gets you is nothing and everybody else looks like they're just prospering? By the way, the enemy is very, very good at trying to make you and I believe that those evildoers just don't have any troubles. Hello? Come on. Amen. Job said, "Man that's born of woman, amen, is but a few days and what? That's full of trouble." He didn't say whether they're born again or not, or whether they love God or not. All mankind's going to have trouble. Amen. Jesus said in the world, in John chapter 16, "In the world you shall have tribulation." Amen. But he didn't stop there, thank God. He said, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. So the psalmist writes, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." Amen. "Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Amen. You know, one of the greatest things I think has been worked against the church has been for folks amen, who didn't have a lot of times to become envious because somebody else is prospering, amen, and the enemy really used that against them. Brother Joe believes a lot of that's where our prosperity doctrine has sprung from, that if God really blesses us, then you, amen, you won't be in the pauper's chair. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, I was raised in Pentecost. Amen. And by the way, for the most part, it was, the preachers that had the what we call the balloon tires. Amen. Hello. And the patched up tires and the patched up automobiles. Hello. But listen, if that gets the better of you and causes you not to love God, you better get prayed through. Amen. God didn't promise me to have everything I wanted down here. Amen. Matter of fact, He promised to supply all my need according to His riches in glory. Amen. God, yes, has blessed us at times beyond, way beyond the need. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows what we need. A lot of times we don't know what we need, but God knows what we need. Hello? Amen. So, Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evil. I want to look first at the word trust. Amen. The word trust means to hie. H-I-E, a word, an old English word, to hie for refuge. Amen. That simply means to cleave to something. Amen. For safety. Amen to God. To trust. That means we ought to get a good old-fashioned death grip on God. Amen. Hold on. Amen. To Jesus. Is that song? Amen. They sing. I believe it's. Amen. I've got the name of the group now. Austin's Bridge. Amen. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. What else is there in this? Amen. That you can hold on to. Amen. That is like Jesus. Nothing else. Amen. The Word of God said He's the blessed anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Amen to God. I can tell you when there's a lot of people tried to hold on to a lot of things. There's a lot of people that's tried to trust a lot of things in this world. Amen. In 1929, amen, men were trusting of all the wealth. There was a huge amount of people. The stock market boomed. I'm telling you, a big, huge time of growth. Men trusted in that. I mean, they sold out for everything. Amen. And suddenly, in a short time, it bottomed out. And all that they had in their trust in, it simply just vanished into a vapor. Amen. And what did they have left to hold on to? Amen. Job is the richest man of the East. Amen. Come on. But Job has not put his trust in what he has possessed. Amen. In the world. Amen. Job has put his trust in, amen, his relationship with God. Amen. Come on, say that again. Job has not put his trust in what he has possessed in the world. Amen. But he has put his trust in what he has with God. Amen. My. That's why when Job is lost at all in one afternoon, amen, you find Brother Job, amen, in sackcloth and ashes, amen, of saying these words, naked came I into the world, and naked shall I return. Amen. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. My. Job lost it all, but he didn't lose his salvation. He didn't lose his hope. Amen. He didn't lose what was important. Amen. My Bible, I'm telling you, if you got Jesus, you got all that you need. Amen. Why? Because I can tell you, if you don't have Him, no matter what you need, you can lose everything, and then you are left with absolutely nothing. Amen. But a sure what? The Word of God says a sure looking fire for of judgment and fire indignation which shall devour the adversary. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Hebrews. Amen. But if I have Christ, amen. I thought about, amen, I heard Brother Glenn Lowry preaching many years ago, and he's preaching about Paul. Amen. When he wrote the book of Philippians. Amen. And you read that, you never know that Paul is sitting in the dungeons, amen, of Rome. Amen. He ain't got no choir, big choir singing behind him. Amen. Nobody's a clapping when he's a preaching. Amen. But I'm telling you, listen to that man preach. Amen. That I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. Amen. But the righteousness which is of faith in Christ Jesus. Amen to God. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. What's He saying? Amen. There's something that is important. Amen. I'm going to trust in Jesus. I'm going to hold on to Him. Don't matter what my earthly circumstances are, amen, I've got my faith in someone, amen, that no matter what happens tomorrow, He's still sitting on the throne. It's Him that has brought me, amen, out of darkness unto His marvelous light. Amen to God. I'm going to trust Him. Amen. To hide for refuge. I'm going to hold on. I may lose everything else, but I'm going to hold on to Jesus. Woo! I'm about to feel that preaching. Amen. I can tell you, though, Jesus said, if a man gain the whole world, the whole thing, amen, and lose his own soul, what doth it profit him? Amen. My, he hasn't profited. He's lost. Amen. I know we live in a world today that is confused and mixed up and mangled up. Somehow or another, they think that the rich and the famous. I want to tell you something. Solomon figured that out for folks when he said, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. Amen. Cause wealth will not bring you peace. Amen. Prosperity. Amen. And riches and power will not bring you, amen, a life of ease. Amen. I can tell you folks, amen, who gather a whole lot, they worry about somebody taking some of it. What does the Bible say? Amen. A man gathereth up. Amen. That rich man that's without God. And he said, another man eateth that which he has gathered. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, Brother, God meant for us to be frugal. He didn't meant for us to be worn on and, amen, filled with lust of this world. But He wanted us to be, amen, to a place where we put our trust in the right thing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Faith and trust. Trust in Jesus. Amen. My, aren't you glad, amen, that you trusted in the Lord? Amen. I believe they sung that song. Trying to remember that family's name. They wrote several songs. Was over here at Cobbetown not long ago. Amen. That lady wrote that song, and she's going through a battle with cancer. Amen. I'm not afraid to trust Him. Amen. My. I'm going to tell you, Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. My, that's a statement right there. You hear me? I said that. And Brother Job did not make that statement when all was well. He made that statement looking, amen, all that horror in the eye, having experienced the loss of all things. Amen. In the midst of having his body raked with boils. Amen. He said, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. Amen. Why, Brother Job? Amen. Because who else can I trust? Amen. Listen. Amen. You know, they've been folks, these atheists and all this crowd for years. And, amen, I know that that little slogan on our money, I would to God that it was true. Amen. I really do. I wish that in every person that dwelt in this country that they trusted in God. Amen. Oh, it was in God that we trust, but I'm afraid, amen, that is a minority of folks that are in this country. Amen. But they tried for years to get that removed, amen, off of our money. Amen. My, I want to tell you something. I'd like to ask Mr. Atheist, just who then do you trust? Amen. If you trust the federal government, you're in trouble. Amen. If you trust the state government, you're in trouble. Amen. If you trust some man anywhere, amen, don't matter who they are, where they come from, you're in trouble. Amen. Why then am I in trouble? Well, because they may die tomorrow. Amen. They may be gone. Then who are you going to trust in? Amen. If you put your trust in self, amen, what are you going to do when the doctor says there ain't no hope? Hello? Come on. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. I'm the only one that Brother Joe knows, amen, that you can trust in and know that tomorrow, amen, whatever you may wait to, He's still going to be sitting on the throne. My God of heaven. David said, amen, these words, I once was young, but now I'm old. But he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or God's seed begging for bread. Amen. Oh, why, Brother Job? Because, amen, his eye is on the sparrow. Amen. And I know that he watches over me. Amen. There are people in the world that are going through all kind of troubles. Amen. But let Brother Joe tell you something this morning. God is with them. Amen. If they're walking with God. Yes, they're having hard times. God, He never promised folks they would never have trials and tribulation. I don't know where people find that in the Word of God because it's not there. Amen. But I can tell you what God said He would. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. The Apostle Paul then says, because He has said that, that we may boldly say the Lord is our helper, whom shall we fear? My. Glory to God. You see, I have a God that I can trust. The Word of God said, have I not spoken? God, amen, referring to His integrity of His promises. Amen, have I not spoken and shall I not bring it to pass? Amen, the Word of God also says the promises of God are yea and amen. By the way, that old English terminology for it is as good as done. Amen, yea and amen. For thee, to them, what? That believe. Amen. To them that will trust me. To them that will hold on to me. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. I know we touched on trust last week. Amen. Dealing with a faith that will prevail. Amen. Faith and trust are intangibly twined together. Amen. I'm telling you, until I learn to trust God, I'll never learn to obey God. Until I learn to trust God, I'll never step out for God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If I don't trust God, I'm not going to do what God said. I'm not going to put my foot out. Amen. Come on with me. But if I trust Him, amen, by faith I can see. Amen. God will give us revelation. Amen. He said, if you walk in the light as He is in the light, you have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. If you want a real divine heavenly experience, amen, put your trust in Him. Amen. But the Word of God said, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Amen. My. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Behold, to whom would a man trust, saith the Lord? Would he trust in man that has no way to assure anyone that tomorrow that he will be here, saith the Lord, that he will still breathe and that he will still be able to stretch forth his hand? Behold, or would he trust God that, behold, is from everlasting to everlasting? Behold, also, who is faithful to His Word. Oh, I say unto thee, put your trust in me, saith the Lord. For behold, they that trust in me shall not be left desolate. Behold, I will keep my word. For them that trust me and obey me, behold, have I not declared, I will keep as the apple of mine eye. I will watch over thee. The hairs of thy head are numbered, saith the Lord. And behold, I'll lead thee and guide thee and keep thee, saith the Lord. And I will present you unblameable, unreprovable in my sight at a time appointed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Trusting. Amen. If I'm going to obey God, amen, if I'm going to do what God wants, I've got to trust God. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust comes with, if I can't hear God, I can't trust God. Amen. You listen. Amen. In order to have that trust, I got to be walking with God. I got to be listening. Amen. I got to have my ear tuned heavenward. Amen. That's why the Word of God said, let your affections be set on things above. Why? Amen. Where your affections are, that's what you're going to be looking for. Listening. Amen. Come on. I'm expecting. Amen. Something from God. I'm expecting to hear from God. I'm expecting to walk with God. Come on. Brother Job even said, when I can't see Him, amen, I know He's there. Why? I trust Him. Amen. He said He'd never leave me. Amen. He said He's the daysman. Amen. He's that go-between. He's the mediator. Amen. Hello, Oprah. There's only one mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus. Amen. He's there. Amen. Behind me, I can't feel Him, but amen, I'm telling you, He's got my backside. He's watching over me. Amen. I have to say that old song again. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know that He watches over me. Amen. I remember, amen, the Sunday morning, amen, that I was looking for a job when I, amen, that actually it's not the job I got now, it's the one I started and had 20-something years with the school system. Amen. I started out the door, I've kind of got a habit of talking out loud to myself. I don't know if that's a good habit or a bad habit, amen, but it's one that I sometimes have. Amen. And I spoke out loud that Sunday morning. I was coming to teach Sunday school class, and I said, Lord, I got to go, amen, leave early. I got to go by the store and get me a paper looking to, amen, classify. I've got to try to find a job so I can take care of my family. Amen. And my boy spoke behind me and said, yes, and I got to take care of mine. I'm going to say, I remember it as if it happened this morning. Amen. I turned around. I can tell you it's so real. I turned around to look. Amen. Oh, I didn't see nothing, but I knew he's there. Amen. I said, I knew he's there. Amen. A few days later, amen, with 30 minutes left to spare, I wound up with a job. Amen. Come on, God will take care of things. Amen. If we will trust Him. Amen. I can tell you, if we don't trust God, we try to do things ourselves, and all that we wind up doing, if we're not careful, is making a bigger mess out of things than it already is. Amen. But if I trust God, I know His ability. Amen. Let me walk with Him. Let me have that relationship. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, amen, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Out of that comes a trust. Amen. Walking with God. If you walk with somebody and live with somebody and know somebody or around people for a long time, you learn to trust folks because they earn that trust. I know we have these politicians that says, just trust me. I said, why? When I look at your past, I have no reason to trust you. Amen. When I look at what you've done and what you said, I have even less reason to trust you. Amen. But when I look at God, amen, and all that He's done, the one thing most of all, amen, and this is God's love committed toward men, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ has died for the ungodly. I remember the blessings of God. I remember the goodness of God. Amen. David said, when I'm laying on my bed, I'm meditating. Amen. What's he doing? He's remembering what God's done. Amen. He said, I go to burning in my spirit. Amen to God. It just gets all over me. Amen. I want to tell you when I remember. Amen. My brother Moses, amen, spoke by the Holy Ghost and said, remember the years of many generations. Take a look back and remember what God's done. Amen. I have no reason to look back, to go back. I don't have no Bible to do that either. But I have a Bible that says I should look back and remember. Amen. Why? Amen. Because it builds trust. Amen. When I remember what God's done for me, when I remember the times God has, well, yes, I remember the times I've been in, amen, in battles and in times of tribulation and, amen, in times it was hard, amen, but I remember, amen, in those times when God would come by, amen, and I can tell you, He just lift that heavy load up off my shoulders, amen, and give me, oh, come on, He'd give me that glorious, blessed relief, amen. I'm tell you, that crowd that thinks they know something about laughing in the Spirit, they don't know anything. Until they've had God come by, amen, and lift that heavy load off, amen, and give them, amen, that glorious liberty and the sons of God, amen, to know that God's with me, amen, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light, I heard Him say, hallelujah, glory, thank God, trust in the Lord, and do good. Now, you can't leave off the latter part. The "and" is a conjunctive word which ties the two together. Amen. You can't. Amen. You trust in God and not do good is not trusting in God. Amen. If I go to doing bad, I quit trusting God. Amen. If I decide to throw in a towel, I quit trusting God. Amen. That's what we're seeing today in the modern church world. They're caving in little by little. But what they do, Brother Joe, they quit trusting God. They quit believing God. Amen. And yet, somehow or another, they think that God's going to bless that. Amen. There's nothing in that Bible that makes me believe that God will. Amen. No, God's going to just get out a bigger switch. Amen. And come hunting. Amen. Not because God's mean. Not because God's hateful. That's one of the trusts that I have in God. I trust that if I get out of line, God will come and lay the whipping on me. Is that a bad thing, Brother Joe? Let's see what Brother David said. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hello? David said, I'm so glad that somebody's watching over me to keep me in line besides David. Hello? I'm glad that God will keep me in line. Come on, I've heard these people. I've heard people that want to tell that the preacher shouldn't even preach anything. Amen. I said, what in the world ails you? I said, if he don't preach messages, amen, that get you back in line, then he's not doing what God said. You can't share. Amen. It's called pillar prophets, by the way. Hello? Amen. Isaiah talked about them and said, to them dumb dogs. They don't bark. Amen. What are they worth? Nothing. They're just eating up food for no reason. Amen. I can tell you, God's got something for them dumb dogs, though. What has he got, Brother Joe? Amen. The book of, amen. Ezekiel said, if that watchman don't warn, he said, God said, their blood's going to be required. Amen. At them hands. I don't want that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to, amen. I may not like my yapping, but I want to be found yapping. Brother Joe ain't never liked a dog to just yap for no reason. Amen. I think a dog barks, it ought to be for good reason, not just because he's trying to argue with the dog up the road. Amen. Keep you awake all night when they're going, amen, you get up and go to work and they're going to go sleep. I didn't ever set well, Brother Joe. Didn't set well my mom either. She'd go out and get the water hose and spray them down good, cold water. That stopped them. That stopped that yapping. Next time they went to yapping, it was something real. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God is a God that we can trust. Amen. I would to God that we done what our money said, that we trusted in God. Because I want to tell you a little secret. If we trusted in God, there'd be a lot better things happening in our world. Our political issues that we're having would be non-existent. Amen. They'd go away. Amen. You really believe that, Joe? I know that. Amen. History proves that. Amen. But because men won't trust God, they won't obey God. Amen. And they what? They do whatever makes them happy, whatever, amen, is their little kick. And that is the world that we're living in. Come on with Brother Joe. And I'm hate to say it, but a vast portion of the church world practically has the same mentality. I can do what I want to. God loves me. He's going to take care of me. Hold a minute. Huh? Part of God taking care of you and I is us trusting God. Hello? Let me say that again. If I won't obey God, how can God take care of me? If you got a youngin' that you can't do anything with, how can you take care of him? Somebody else is going to take care of him down the road. Hello? Listen. And then yet we got these folks who don't even want to, they don't want to discipline their youngins at all. I said, you want somebody else to take care of him rather than you? Come on. It's your responsibility. Amen. I know Brother Joe's not popular for saying things like that, but that's all right. Amen. That Bible right there, I got a book for it. Amen. You train up a child. Amen. That word train means don't only just tell them, you show them. Hello? Amen. You tell your young and do good while you do bad. I got a little news for you. You're doing bad. It's making more noise, and they pay more attention to that than they are you telling them to do good. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. The church must, amen, when it tells that world you're wrong, must live right. Amen. Otherwise, our testimony, amen, and our warning don't mean anything at all. Amen. If I go to your house and sit down on your couch and drink up a glass of tea, and I tell you your house is on fire, you ain't believing the word Brother Joe's telling you. Amen. But if I go in there and grab you by the arm trying to snatch you out the door, amen, I think my message might get a whole lot more adhered to. Amen. Why? What's that, Brother Joe? Our actions must back up our message. Amen. Let me hurry. Trust in the Lord and do good. And what? So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt, the word verily simply means truly, thou shalt be fed. Amen. The word dwell means that you, amen, is a place that's livable. Amen. Hello? Come on, my Brother Joe. I want to tell you, if you don't trust God, it ain't living. It's just existing. Amen. But if you want to really live, oh, I said, if you want to really live, you got to trust God. Amen. Nobody knows what living means much today either, by the way. Amen. What they call living, amen, is some haphazard existence. Amen, is hanging by less than a toenail. Amen, away from a burning, popping hell. I can tell you what living is. Living is knowing, amen, that your eternity is secure because you've been obedient to the God that you trust in. That's living. Amen. Hallelujah. Let Brother Joe, I got to hurry. Amen. Trust and do good. Amen. Thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And then he says, In other words, it's kind of strange. Delight thyself also in the Lord. My Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. I give it, but I sure didn't want to. Well, you might as well have kept it. Amen. God wants me to give to Him. He wants me to give, amen, with a cheerful heart. If you give somebody something, give it to them in the right spirit. Amen. Give it to them, amen, in the right way, heaped up, pressed down, running over. Amen. Give them the best you can give them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God's given us. After that, He has given us Christ. Amen. Is there anything that God can withhold after He's given heaven's best to you and I? Amen. Hallelujah. Delight thyself. The term delight is a feminine expression, which means exquisite joy. Amen. Or a peculiar type, amen, of joy. Amen to God. Come on. I think it's a joy. Amen. Serving God. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. Brother Joe, don't you have battles? Oh, yes. It's still a joy. Amen. I want to tell you some of the most beautiful psalms written in your Bible was written by David, and it wasn't written when he was having everything well. It was written when, I mean, things were coming apart at the seams, when he was having to fight on the left and on the right. But you, amen, when you hear him go to writing them psalms, you'd never know, amen, that David is having such a horrible time. Amen. Why? He's found a joy, amen, that comes from trusting God, amen, and that has produced such a delight, amen, that he can't contain it. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. I've exquisite joy. It's a joy. Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of. Amen. My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. Amen. That word meat, amen, that which feeds me, that which causes me to have joy, to be happy. Amen to God. It is my pleasure to serve God. My. We sung that song. We changed the. I know that song, Look What I Traded for a Mission, was written about a woman. We changed the words for a man to Brother Watts' funeral. Amen. And I can tell you, when I look what I traded, look at what God's done. Amen. It brings a joy to my soul. Amen. Oh, yes. I may be fighting the devil on both sides and in the middle. Amen. But I can tell you something. Amen. I got a joy. You know why? Amen. I am assured of victory. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, says, but thanks be unto God that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in another place, he said that always causes us to triumph. Amen. God gives me the victory over the devil. Amen. I ain't got to earn that. God's already got that. And by the way, God will give it to you and I if we will do what? If I will trust Him. Walk with Him. Amen. I have a guarantee that the devil's beat. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Therefore, I have a delight. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And what did He say was going to come out of that? And He shall bring it to pass. He's going to go out. What's He going to do? Amen. He's going to give you the, He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen. I don't know anything. I tell you, I never found anybody that told me they'd give me the desires of my heart. Amen. I was part of the United States Air Force, and they never told me they'd give me the desires of my heart. Amen. I worked for, amen, for some pretty big company. Amen. One time, but they never told me they'd give me the desires of my heart. Amen. But God said, if I delight myself also in the Lord, that He'd give me the desires. Amen. That doesn't matter. Well, Brother Joe, what if you got the wrong desires and you're not delighting yourself in the Lord? If I'm amen, trusting God and delighting myself in the Lord, then you know what? My desires are right. Amen. Teach us things. That song, what I don't remember what her name is, sings it. Amen. Anyway, my wants been changed. Hallelujah. If I'll serve God, love God, amen, He'll change what I want. My desires will be different. Come on. If I go to backslide, my desires are wrong. Hello? The further you get God, the wronger the desires come. Amen. Brother Joe, you mean you're not tempted? The temptations come to everybody. But I want to tell you a little secret. If you leave the door cracked, you're going to have a lot more of them than you would if you keep it closed. Come on. That's why the Bible says, give no place to the devil. If you let him get his toe in the door, amen, he'll shove them temptations through that door all day on you. Amen. I believe that Brother Wigglesworth, when he told that lady that had that little dog, she couldn't do anything with it, she's coming down to that bus stop. She finally got her enough of that little rascal. Amen. And she said, I said, get. Amen. And Brother Wigglesworth sitting there, he said, now that's the way you got to do the devil. Amen. What does that mean? I just got to shut that door on him, open that door to God. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up, I'll come in and sit with him and him with me. Amen. But if I open that door for Lucifer, amen, my fellowship with God's going to suffer. Amen. Because I can tell you a little secret, Brother Joe, and tell you real quick. I don't care what them charismatics say. Jesus is not going to have no fellowship with me and no devil. Oh, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, what fellowship? Behold, saith the Lord, has light with darkness, or Christ with Belial. I say unto thee, there is none. But to them that will open the door to me, saith the Lord, and will walk with me, shall I not cause them to go in and out and find green pastures? Shall I not fellowship them, saith the Lord, and shall I not lead them? Shall I not enlighten their path? And shall I not behold, amen, show them the path of righteousness for my name's sake? And shall I not lead them and guide them and empower them over their enemies, saith the Lord? Yea, I will do that which my word has said, saith the Lord. Behold, to them that will trust me, and them that will delight themselves in me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Delight thyself in me, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. That's just they notice these steps build upon one another. They build on one another. Amen. Relationship is not something that just kind of just happens. It's a building process. First night I met my wife, amen, I liked her to some degree. Amen. The more I had a fellowship with her, I grew to love her. Hello? It is a pattern of things that build. Yes? 30-something years later? Hello? I love her more than I did then. You know why? Amen. Because trust, and because I just delighted. Hello? I delighted to have her company. Amen. I delighted to have her company myself, and I probably aggravate her. Because I'd call her during the day. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm going somewhere. Amen. If I delight myself in the Lord, you know what? I'm going to call him up. Amen. Lord, I can't do without you. I got to have a talk with you. Amen. I want to hear your voice. Amen. Come on. Just hearing that voice. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. That old song says, and he walks with me. And he talks with me. I don't care what them liberals say. He does. And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. My. Oh, that's just at the sound of his voice. It's so sweet. Amen. Them birds have to hush their singing. Amen. And the melody, that he brings to me, within my heart, it just goes ringing. Hallelujah. Some of the sweetest moments. Yes, and let Brother Joe just say this while he's right here. And some of them times have been when I have been going through the battles, amen, and the trials of my life. Amen. I want to tell you, glory to God. I want to tell you, David said, I slew that lion, that carcass was there. But he said, behold, out of the eater came forth weakness. I want to tell you, in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. What looks like can be a horror. Amen. In the middle of all of that, amen, glory to God, he makes it sweet. Woo! Amen. And give you such peace and such joy. Amen. I want to tell you, there ain't a thing this world's got that can come within a million miles of that. Not a million. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Sister Helen sings that song, than anything that this old world can afford. Because it don't have anything to compare with what we have in God. Commit thy way. Now we follow. This is a pattern. Notice that it builds. Amen. I trust, and I delight in that trust. Amen. It brings something that causes me to have an exquisite joy. Amen. Listen, relationships are never always easy, but if they're worked, amen, and if they're worked and taken care of and maintained, amen, they can produce a joy and an experience that you can't have any other way. Hello? Amen. I want to tell you something, man. God walked with man and talked with him in the cool of the day in that garden. And God still desires to walk and talk with humanity. Amen. And I can tell you something. I wouldn't trade my walk and my talk with God for anything in this world. Amen. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Amen. Listen, if you want to continue that relationship, this has to be an integral part. One of the biggest problems with the relationship with Christ, amen, is commitment. Brother Joe, I'm going to back up just a moment. Amen. If I'm going to perform a wedding ceremony for a couple, I demand. I don't ask them. I don't say, well, if you can. I say, if you want me to do that, then you have to come sit down and talk with me. Why, Brother Joe? Because I'm gonna say something. If you're not committed to this, there's no reason to follow through what we're fixing to do. Because Brother Joe can tell you that if you're not committed, I can go ahead and prophesy to you that it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Listen, if we're not committed to God, it ain't going to work. It can't work.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I say unto thee, as I have committed, behold, to thee, so must you be committed unto me, saith the Lord, in likewise manner. Behold, as I have given myself, likewise must you give of yourself. As I have laid down my life, likewise he must lay down your life, saith the Lord. Behold, if any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, or else he cannot be my disciple, saith the Lord. Amen. Commitment. The word commitment here, I didn't define the word delight. Amen. That word delight is an exquisite, amen, a luxurious, delicate, amen. It also means to sport oneself. But the word commit is if one rolls a stone down the side of a mountain, they have committed themselves. In other words, there is no turning back. Amen. Commitment has stalled, amen, and hindered. Listen, Samson, amen, God was set to do mighty, mighty, mighty works with Samson. What was wrong, Brother Joe? Samson was only in the end of his life did he find commitment. Only when he has been blinded at the meal, amen, and he's got to find himself, he realized that Samson wasn't the answer, amen, that God having his way in his life is the only real thing that he could live for. And he's, amen, he's had that young man said, would you leave me to them two pillars that hold up all of this, amen, big building. Amen. And while he's there, he's bowed his head and said, Lord, if you'll help me. Amen. This one time, no matter what the cost, I'm rolling that stone, Lord. I'm committed. A lot of people want to preach that as if he's suicide. It's no longer, it's not suicide. It's where Samson became fully committed to God. And in that moment, he slew more than he had in all of his life. I believe it was Brother Moody said it remains to be seen outside of Jesus and Paul, or basically a man, what God could do with a man that was fully and completely committed to God. Amen. You see, commitment binds God up. If I will commit to God, God can then have authority. Commit thy way. That simply means let God direct my path fully and completely and entirely. Amen. It was asked of Brother, I believe Brother William Booth's son, when asked about what was his father's secret. He said these words, many years ago in a Sunday school class, my father committed his life to God. And I'm going to get ahead of myself here. I'm going to my next point, and I'm fixing to close. And his daughter spoke up and said, that wasn't my dad's secret. My dad's secret was that he never took it back. The next point, he said, rest also in the Lord. In other words, what you have done in trusting, in delighting, and in committing, don't let that go away. You rest right there. Don't be moved. Just keep on committing your way to God. Keep on trusting. Keep on delighting. Amen. And my, when he says rest in the Lord, he reiterates all the promises all over again. Amen. You see, there's a lot of people that get to that third point, but down the road somewhere, they find a place and they lose that commitment. They lose that delight, and they don't trust God. And what happens, Brother Joe? Their experience with God erodes away. What God could have done vanishes away. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. There's times, listen, that you and I are going to have to walk a ways down the road, amen, for God to work what He's trying to work. God don't do everything overnight. Hello? Hey, sometimes you've got to just, Jesus said, there's some things you only go out by prayer and fasting. There's some things you may walk, amen, 6 months, a year. Amen. But if you'll just keep on committing. Hello? If I'll just rest in that, I'll just keep on trusting God. No matter what I see, no matter how many times the devil comes and says, you're wasting your time. He's a liar. I said, he's a liar. She taught all of a half. The Holy Ghost right here. Amen. If you don't get anything else Brother Joe said this morning, you get this. Amen. Don't lose that commitment. You rest in what? Amen. You make sure you get there and you rest in that. You hold on to it. Listen, and I won't quote a scripture right here. The Holy Ghost has brought to me, not in my notes, Galatians 6 and 9, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap. The big two-letter word hops up there and says, if you faint not, if you don't quit. Hold on. Amen. Just keep on fighting. Amen. And I want to close with this. Brother David Talbert, going through a trial, said that little lady, amen, sent him a poem. And said it was two whole pages, front and back, plot on, plot on, plot on. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Just keep on committing. Just keep on trusting. Don't stop. Hold on. Amen. He'll come through in a little while. And when God comes through, I want to tell you, things will be different. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your word that is real. I thank you, sir, for the promises of your word that are yea and amen to them that believe. I thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not. You are the God that cannot fail. You will not fail us. You will not leave us. You will not desert us. But you will go with us all the way. Let us then go with you all the way in the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Keep that commitment. Amen. The devil will come. He's trying. What's he trying to do, Brother Joe? He's trying to rob you. If he rob you of that commitment, he'll rob you of everything God's got for you. If he rob you of trusting God, he'll rob you of everything God's got for you. You understand that? He knows. A lot of times he's got better insight, amen, to what God's doing than sometimes we do if we're not careful. If we give up on God, we gave up on everything. Amen. If we, amen, get slack in what God's given us, amen, then we've lost it all. Amen. But if we'll hold on to God, we've got it. We've kept everything. Amen. No matter what may come or go, no matter how many trials, no matter which way the wind's blowing, amen, no matter if it's raining or the sunshine, it don't matter about that. What matters is, am I still trusting in Jesus? Am I still fighting the good fight? Am I still walking with God? Am I still committed? Lord, amen. Joe Jeremiah, amen, he said he preached 20 years that disaster was coming. Amen. God's been merciful and long-suffering, and disaster hasn't come. And I've grown weary with preaching this sermon. But he said, amen, there was something in me that shut up in my bones like a fire. And I decided I'd go and quit preaching, but there was something in me just would not let me quit. It just kept burning in my spirit. Amen. Come on. If you listen, if we'll hold on, God will hold out. Amen. He'll keep us. Amen to God. Fight on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fight that good fight of faith. Lay hold to eternal life. Don't give up. Amen. I believe it. Mike Boland sings that song, I won't give up. I won't give in. And I won't give out. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'll hold on. I'll fight on. Amen to God. I'm telling you, we'll fight on. He'll show up. Amen. I said, He'll show up. Glory to God. And when He shows up, Amen. I heard the psalmist say, amen, when God rises up, my enemies will scatter. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. You may have prayed for about something for, amen, for years. Just hold on. Amen. Just keep on pressing. Amen. I can tell you what, after a while, God's going to come through. Amen. I said, God will move. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when He does, amen, there will be a difference in earth. Hallelujah. That devil will come tell you, I ain't no use you to waste your time with that. He ain't worried about you wasting your time. Amen. He's worried about you getting an answer to what you're praying for. Amen. He wants to rob you. Amen. He wants to steal from you. Amen. But listen, let Brother Joe break something to you. He can't steal what you won't let him have. Amen. If you don't give him no place, he ain't got nowhere to work. Amen to God. You can't sit there and listen to the devil. You got to tell. You got to do him like Mother Wiggle. Get. Amen. You get behind me, Satan. I ain't got anything to hear about what you got to say. Amen. I have no conversation with you. Amen. My conversation is with God. My fellowship is with God. It is not with you. Amen. Oh, you get behind me. Hallelujah. My, my, my. I want to do the will of God. Amen. Glory to God. I love what Joshua said. Amen. To the children of Israel. He said, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. You can do what you want to do. He said, I bless you and I hope and I pray that you obey God. But he said, I've got a made up mind. Amen to God. I've settled it in my heart. Amen. I'm going to maintain my commitment to God. I'm going to fight this fight. Amen. I hear the final words. Amen. Here are the final words of an old apostle. Amen. Named Paul. He's writing to that young preacher Timothy. Time I departed at hand, I'm ready to be offered up. Amen. But he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. And I love what he said. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, that righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And then he says something that even is wonderful. Amen. And not to me only, but to everyone that loveth his appearing. Who's that, Brother Joe? To all the committed. Amen. To those who have, amen, trusted in God. To those who have delighted themselves in Him, and to them that have committed, amen, and rested in that commitment to God. Amen. Thank God that He is a faithful God. Hallelujah.